Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, you know what day it is. It's Sunday, and that means it's time for our Zen stream. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of the podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of consciousness which create it. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your reality and your life through mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And I'd like to remind you that if you find the content of this podcast helpful, I hope that you'll consider sharing it with others who you think can benefit from it as well. Now, here on the podcast, we have a few series. We have our Tuesday Taoism. We have our Zen stream on Sunday. And then I do try to throw in an extra episode here and there on a topic related, basically something having to do with mental health, mindfulness, meditation, health and wellness, basically anything and everything that helps you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just live an overall happier day-to-day life. So today being Sunday, we are doing our Zen stream. And for our Zen stream, for a little while now, I've been reading from this book by a pretty well-known Vietnamese Zen monk named Thich Nhat Hanh. And the book is called Your True Home. It's a collection of short meditations. And got a good one here today that I think brings up a great topic, especially considering, you know, what we're all feeling right now with this virus and, you know, the health scare that's going on, so many people suffering and just so much stress, tension, and anxiety that is going on in the world. And I thought this was a good reading and a good topic to explore a little bit here on the Zen stream. So I'm going to go ahead and read this, and then we will discuss it a little bit, hopefully get something useful and helpful for our practice today. So this is called Mother and Child. And it goes like this. When you grow up, you might believe that you and your mother are two different people, but it's not really so. We're extensions of our mother. We mistakenly believe that we're a different person than our mother. We are a continuation of our mother and father and our ancestors as well. Imagine a grain of corn we plant in the soil. 7 days later, it sprouts and begins to take the form of a corn stalk. When the stalk has grown high, we won't see the kernel anymore, but the kernel hasn't died. It's still there. Looking deeply, we can still see the kernel in the stalk. The kernel and the stalk are not two different entities. One is the continuation of the other. The stalk is the continuation of the kernel in the direction of the future, and the kernel is the continuation of the stalk in the direction of the past. They are neither the same thing nor two different things. You and your mother are not exactly the same person, but you are not exactly two different people either. This is a very important teaching. No one can be by himself or herself alone. We have to inter-be, connected with everyone and everything else. And that's the end of the short meditation right there. What a wonderful, wonderful metaphor. The kernel, the stalk, just so simple, so clear, so well written. And this is a topic that is just one of my favorite topics when we talk about Zen, when we talk about the concept of interdependence and interbeing. And the reason I felt that this was such a good topic, considering everything that we're going through, is that one thing I have noticed coming out of this tense time is how people are supporting one another. Even countries are supporting one another. And what it reminds us of is exactly what this little meditation is talking about, is that we are all one. We are all one consciousness, one entity. And it is our delusion, our five senses, which I've discussed here plenty of times, our beliefs, our cultural beliefs, our habits of thinking and the way that we normally perceive the world that convinces us that we are separate entities. And this is not, a new concept by any stretch of the imagination. It's been spiritual teachers talking about this for thousands of years. But what's interesting is that right now, given the circumstances that we're experiencing in the world, we kind of see this moving from a nice concept, like a nice idea, like, yeah, we're all one. That sounds really nice. I believe that, right? But we're actually seeing that it is a factual truth. It is a living, breathing reality. And we could see this in multiple different ways. We could see this how, perhaps early on, some people may have been thinking, oh, well, this is just, a problem in one country. This is just a problem in China. It's not my problem. And of course, what we start to see is that as things get worse in one area, it begins to affect us all, not only in terms of our health, obviously. I mean, that's a given. But it's in terms of the financial markets, it's in terms of supplies, it's in terms of, just it affects every single level and fiber of our existence. And it just goes to remind us that we are not separate, that we are all connected, and that at this point in time, the greatest resource that we have is the ability to look past ourselves and support one another. I recently saw some pretty heartwarming stories of individuals who are out there, helping the elderly, who are obviously at greater risk, in this whole pandemic that's going on. There's stores and chains of stores that are, separating out separate hours of the day specifically for the elderly to come in and do their shopping or to, get their supplies, whatever it is that they need. And this is just good examples, like I said, of how we can see this concept talked about in this short meditation going from just a concept to an actual thing that we are practicing. And now in both Zen Buddhism and Nichiren Buddhism also talks about this whole lot, is this concept of interdependence and how there are really no separate entities at all, right? It's almost as if you could kind of visualize this in your mind, we have the appearance of these physical bodies, the appearance of these objects, you could call them, manifestations or formations is another good word for it. But these things are always a byproduct of our delusion, of our five senses, of our brain, of our habits of thinking. Let's remember, as we hear it said, not just here on the podcast and on my YouTube channel, but in many other people have been talking about this for a little while, that everything that we are experiencing is nothing more than, as Eckhart Tolle says in his book, a dance of molecules. That's all that it is. That's all everything is composed of. And it's basically our five senses, the brain's way of interpreting that sensory information that gives rise to this idea that there are objects, there are things, there are people, there's you, there's me, there's, all of these ideas and beliefs. And I'm not saying that all those things have to be thrown out the window and they're wrong and they're horrible and they're going to cause your demise. And I'm not saying that, okay? Those things have a purpose, right? They're utilitarian. They help us function. They help us create the society. They help us kind of enjoy this experience of being a human. Those things are fine. But we have to take some time regularly to remind ourselves that in ultimate reality, right, we are not just these bodies. We are not just these formations. We are not just these physical manifestations. We are literally a dance of molecules, a dance of cause and effect. One of the ways that I like to describe it is like a vast tapestry, almost like picture it like a universal fabric. And these causes and effects are weaving into one another, just like you would knit a scarf or a sweater, right? All these causes and effects are coming together, looping over one another. But at any point where cause and effect meet, right? That little spot is not our total existence, right? It's not. And that's basically what we are when we take the large view, right? That when we kind of take a step back and look at that universal perspective, you see this vast universe and our appearance in it appears like a small, tiny little blip, right? A tiny fraction of time as it appears to our brain. But in reality, that total consciousness is what we are. And we can take time to enjoy the experience of being in these bodies. We can enjoy the experience of living through our five senses, of creating our realities with these brains, these amazing brains that we have, and our ability to become aware of our own thinking, our ability to expand our consciousness, our ability to constantly take on new perspectives. That is all wonderful. But we also have to balance out that limited perspective by reminding ourselves of the absolute truth, which is that we are much more than just that limited perspective. Now, I want to delve a little bit more into another very, very short chapter here in this book. Just give me 1 minute, allow a word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, everyone. Thanks for your patience. I am back. Just want to take a quick moment here. Remind you that if you ever want to reach out to me, ask a question, make a suggestion for a future podcast episode, just express a comment, concern, you could always email me at elucidatetherreal@gmail.com. Or you could always find me over on YouTube, a YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp. Find any one of the videos, doesn't matter which one, post a comment under it, I get notified right away. And just express your comment, concern there, or your question. And finally, you can follow me on Twitter. That's another way you could always send me a message. The stuff I post on Twitter serve as nice little reminders, nudges throughout the day to focus on your practice, your breathing, mindfulness. And I often retweet other things that I find there on Twitter that I think are very helpful. So make sure you follow me on Twitter to get that good stuff. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you're enjoying the content, I'd really appreciate it if you could pause for a moment and just leave a nice rating and review. That's another wonderful way to support the podcast. Thanks for that. Okay, now we're talking about interdependence, right? We're talking about how we are all connected. We're talking about how this current experience that we are having with this pandemic, how it's kind of reminding us of the essentials and the very fundamental fact that we are all connected and that we are all one. And this is something, of course, that's been talked about over and over and over again. Many of us, I believe, recognize it as a concept, but now we are really seeing that concept manifest into something more than just a mental concept, which is, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's obviously, I wish we were experiencing it in a way that was coming out of something more positive than a pandemic, but you know what I mean? It's still a good thing that we are seeing now manifestation of this this belief, right, that we are all one. And I talked a little bit ago about these formations, right? And we have these physical formations, which are these bodies that we inhabit, and we have physical objects around us that we perceive with our five senses, and we often get caught up in those manifestations. You know, usually when I do my Tuesday Taoism, we talk a lot about this. First chapter of the Tao Te Ching talks about this. I recently had a viewer on the YouTube channel who asked a question about this idea between these formations and the mystery out of which these formations arise, right? Which we can call source, you could call God, you could call universal consciousness, you could use any term you like, any mental formation you like. But we are talking here about how to enjoy both the manifestations, right? These physical bodies, this experience of living, while at the same time balancing that out with regular practice that helps us remember that we are more than just these manifestations. Because when you really find that balance and you are able to kind of easily move between those, I guess you could call it two levels maybe of consciousness. You just find that, I find that life flows much more in a way that is fills you with joy, happiness, peace, and you can still have an abundant life. So that's really very, very important, is being able to recognize the interdependence of all things and how we are ultimately all one entity. And at the same time, be able to enjoy this subjective experience of having our lives in these bodies and enjoying the abundance that is available to us. Now, there is a little chapter here in the same book, Your True Home. This one's super short. It's only like 3 or 4 sentences. And he talks about these formations. He says here, when conditions are sufficient, something manifests. That is what we call a formation. The flower is a formation, and so are the clouds and the sun. I am a formation, and you are a formation. So we talk about these formations, and he talks here about conditions being sufficient, right? Then something manifests. Now, what are these conditions, right? That's the question, because a lot of us are out there, and right now we may be focused on keeping ourselves healthy, keeping ourselves at peace, keeping ourselves in some state of abundance in spite of everything that's going on around us. And there was a very recent, I don't know if you saw it, I know I retweeted it. There was a pretty good tweet from Abraham Hicks, and it said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't have it like right in front of me, but it said, ultimately you are not here to control conditions, right? To control those outer conditions. Ultimately, you are here to realize that you are able to feel good regardless of the conditions around you, that you have the capacity to do that. And that is a pretty profound statement. Now, I realize at the same time, right, that there are some people out there that are living through very, very difficult conditions. And I'm talking here when you get into real extreme cases like starvation, children being born into war-torn areas, and these things are really, really, like, when I see those kinds of things on the news, my God, I just, like, I get so, I don't know how to describe it. It's, it just kicks up a lot of strong feelings, and I begin thinking about suffering, and why does that type of suffering exist, and there's lots of ways that it could be explained. I've talked about tragedy and how those things kind of manifest both here on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. You could always search for that kind of content and find it, but those are all theories. That's all they really are. But one thing that's absolutely true, and this is something that I believe in my heart, is that regardless of the conditions around you, there have been, and I believe all humans have this capacity, there have been individuals that have existed, recorded in history, that have overcome insurmountable odds, that have, lived in conditions that are just so horrible, and have still managed to become spiritually enlightened. Sometimes it's because of those conditions that they become spiritually enlightened, that they become teachers, they become masters, so we have that inherent potential in us. That is absolutely true. And I think that right now, with this pandemic that is going on, and we are all kind of being, in a sense, pushed to shift into a higher kind of vibration, right? This vibration of realizing that we are not separate, that we are interdependent, that we must turn and support one another, that we have to kind of get out of ourselves. And really, right now, if you're out there and you're feeling very anxious, you're feeling very tense, you're feeling very worried, one way that you can work on getting out of that is helping someone else that is really, who's having a harder time than you are. And you could do that without necessarily putting yourself at risk, because you can do that now through social media. You can do it through a phone call. You could do it through a video call. You can do it through, there's lots of support groups right now that are meeting online. And I know specifically of activities that you could do in your community to help people who maybe can't get out to a grocery store, who can, you know, so there's lots of things that we can do now when we have this, many of us have a lot of extra time. People are losing their jobs. People are, you know, being furloughed. And these are, of course, not ideal situations. But what I'm saying is that if you find yourself having an abundance of time with nothing to do, what can start to happen is you start to experience more of that tension, more of that anxiety. It's almost as if the mind, you know, begins to, you know, it's like a nervous dog, right? It starts chewing its own leg or its own paw. We've had several dogs that have done that. And the mind does this as well, right? When the mind is very tense, very agitated, very worried, it begins basically almost to, like, you know, chew on itself, right? It starts to become very unhealthy. Now, I did yesterday put out a podcast episode that has a very, very effective, powerful, guided relaxation meditation. So you can use that. I recommend, like I said yesterday, you know, do it if you're experiencing some anxiety, some tension, some worry. Do it twice a day if you can, at least once a day. And that will help you. That will help you calm down. And it's again, it's something that I've been using for years with individuals that suffer from anxiety, PTSD, panic disorders, things like that. So it's very, very effective. And so you could always, you know, use that as well. But the idea here is that we are all going through this thing together. I do believe that we will come out of it the other side. And I believe that we could use this experience in a way that fuels our practice. That is really the key thing, is that we use this time to realize that we are not separate, that we are one, that we must support one another, we must love one another. If you are home right now and you have loved ones around you, our families, our friends, take some time, reach out to them, tell them you love them, you care about them. Reach out to older people in your family, you know, or friends that are older. Tell them you're there for them. Ask them if they need any help with anything. You know, this is really taking these fancy conceptual ideas, right, of non-separation, non-duality, interdependence, right, taking them and turning them into action. And that is really the ultimate aim of the practice, right? It's not just hearing about this cool stuff, learning about this cool stuff, and kind of, you know, playing around with these concepts. It's about taking these concepts and turning them into action, because that's really how the most direct way, I would say, to really shift ourselves and grow and reach those higher vibrational states. All right. So I hope that you're doing well. I am praying for everyone, you know, to be safe and to be healthy. And of course, again, if you want to reach out to me, ask any questions, express any concerns, you could use those means that I mentioned earlier. I really want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned. I'll be back on Tuesday with another installment of Tuesday Taoism. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.